This article, The Age of the Earth from Creation.com, is a free MP3 audio resource produced by Stillwater's Revival Books. SWRB is online at puritandownloads.com. This article is copyrighted by Creation Ministries International, CMI, and is read by permission. The author of this article is Don Batten, and the reader is Bob Faulkner. Visit Creation Ministries International at creation.com for a massive collection of outstanding free online creationist resources, videos, articles, and so forth. At Stillwater's Revival Books, we also highly recommend CMI's professionally produced magazines, the Creation Magazine and the Journal of Creation. CMI speakers also visit churches all over the United States and the world to communicate the importance of the creation issue and the overall authority of Scripture at a lay level. And CMI does not charge a set speaking fee. If you're interested in having a CMI speaker at your church, please visit the Contact Us page on creation.com for details of your local office. We, that is Stillwater's Revival Books, also make thousands of free Christian resources available online at puritandownloads.com. At puritandownloads.com, you'll also find our complete online catalog containing classic and contemporary Christian books, digital downloads, MP3s, videos, books, and the Puritan hard drive at great discounts. And now to SWRB's reading of Age of the Earth by Don Batten. Remembering that God teaches us in the Bible that the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Romans 1:20, KJV. The Age of the Earth. 101 Evidences for a Young Age of the Earth and the Universe. Can science prove the age of the Earth? No scientific method can prove the age of the Earth and the universe, and that includes the ones we have listed here. Although age indicators are called clocks, they aren't, because all ages result from calculations that necessarily involve making assumptions about the past. Always the starting time of the clock has to be assumed, as well as the way in which the speed of the clock has varied over time. Further, it has to be assumed that the clock was never disturbed. There is no independent natural clock against which those assumptions can be tested. For example, the amount of cratering on the moon, based on currently observed cratering rates, would suggest that the moon is quite old. However, to draw this conclusion, we have to assume that the rate of cratering has been the same in the past as it is now. And there are now good reasons for thinking that it might have been quite intense in the past, in which case the craters do not indicate an old age at all. Ages of millions of years are all calculated by assuming the rates of change of processes in the past were the same as we observe today. It's called the principle of uniformitarianism. If the age calculated from such assumptions disagrees with what they think the age should be, they conclude that their assumptions did not apply in this case, and they adjust them accordingly. If the calculated result gives an acceptable age, the investigators publish it. Examples of young ages listed here are also obtained by applying the same principle of uniformitarianism. Long age proponents will dismiss this sort of evidence for a young age of the earth by arguing that the assumption about the past do not apply in these cases. In other words, age is not really a matter of scientific observation, but an argument about our assumptions about the unobserved past. The assumptions behind the evidences presented here cannot be proved, but the fact that such a wide range of different phenomena all suggest much younger ages than are currently generally accepted provides a strong case for questioning those accepted ages. 13.7 billion years for the universe, 4.54 billion years for the solar system. Also, a number of the evidences, rather than giving any estimate of age, challenge the assumption of slow and gradual uniformitarianism, upon which all deep time dating methods depend. Many of these indicators for younger ages were discovered when creation scientists started researching things that were supposed to prove long ages. The lesson here is clear. When the evolutionists throw up some new challenge to the Bible's timeline, don't fret over it. Sooner or later, that supposed evidence will be turned on its head and will even be added to this list of evidences for a younger age of the earth. On the other hand, some of the evidences listed here might turn out to be ill-founded with further research, and it will need to be modified, such as the nature of science, especially historical science, because we cannot do experiments on past events. Science is based on observation. The only reliable means of telling the age of anything is by the testimony of a reliable witness who observed the events. The Bible claims to be the communication of the only one who witnessed the events of creation, the Creator Himself. As such, the Bible is the only reliable means of knowing the age of the earth and the cosmos. In the end, we believe that the Bible will stand vindicated, and those who deny its testimony will be confounded. And so 101 biological evidences for a young age of the earth. I'm sorry, 11 biological. There will be 101 altogether. Number one, biological. DNA in ancient fossils, quote unquote. DNA extracted from bacteria that are supposed to be 425 million years old brings into question that age, because DNA could not last more than thousands of years. Number two, Lazarus bacteria. Bacteria revived from salt inclusion, supposedly 250 million years old, suggests the salt is not millions of years old. See also the Salty Saga. Number three, the decay in the human genome due to multiple slightly deleterious mutations. Each generation is consistent with an origin several thousand years ago. Also, this has been confirmed by realistic modeling of population genetics, which shows that genomes are young in the order of thousands of years. See Sanford, Baumgartner, Brewer, Gibson, and Ramin. And on that earlier one, see the review of the book and the interview with the author in Creation. Number four, the data for mitochondrial Eve are consistent with a common origin of all humans several thousand years ago. Five, very limited variation in the DNA sequence on the human Y chromosome around the world is consistent with a recent origin of mankind, thousands, not millions of years. Six, many fossil bones dated at many millions of years old are hardly mineralized, if at all. This contradicts the widely believed old age of the earth. See, for example, dinosaur bones. Just how old are they really? Dinosaur blood cells, blood vessels, proteins, hemoglobin, osteocalcin, collagen, histones, and DNA are not consistent with their supposed more than 65 million year age, but make more sense if the remains are thousands of years old at most. Lack of 50-50 racemization of amino acids in fossils dated at millions of years old is number eight, whereas complete racemization would occur in thousands of years. Number nine, living fossils, jellyfish, graptolites, coelacanth, stromatolites, wallamy pine, and hundreds more. That many hundreds of species could remain so unchanged for even up to billions of years in the case of stromatolites speaks against the millions and billions of years being real. Number 10, discontinuous fossil sequences, for example, coelacanth, wallamy pine, and various index fossils, which are present in supposedly ancient strata, missing in strata representing many millions of years since, but still living today. Such discontinuities speak against the interpretation of the rock formations as vast geological ages. How could coelacanths have avoided being fossilized for 65 million years, for example? Number 11, the ages of the world's oldest living organisms, trees, are consistent with an age of the earth of thousands of years. And then geological evidence for a young age of the earth. We're now on number 12 total. Scarcity of plant fossils in many formations containing abundant animal and herbivore fossils. For example, the Morrison Formation, Jurassic, in Montana. Also, the Coconino Sandstone in the Grand Canyon has many trackways, animals, but is almost devoid of plants. Implication? These rocks are not ecosystems of an era buried in situ over eons of time, as evolutionists claim. The evidence is more consistent with catastrophic transport than burial during the massive global flood of Noah's day. Now, this eliminates supposed evidence for millions of years. 13. Thick, tightly bent strata without sign of melting or fracturing. For example, the Kaibab Upwarp in Grand Canyon indicates rapid folding before the sediments had time to solidify. The sand grains were not elongated under stress as would be expected if the rock had hardened. This wipes out hundreds of millions of years of time and is consistent with extremely rapid formation during the biblical flood. See Warped Earth, written by a geophysicist. Number 14, polystrate fossils, tree trunks and coal. That is Araucaria, SPP, King Billy Pines, celery top pines in southern hemisphere, coal. There are also polystrate tree trunks in the Yellowstone fossilized forests and Joggins, Nova Scotia, and in many other places. Polystrate fossilized lycopod trunks occur in northern hemisphere coal, again indicating rapid burial, formation of the organic material that became coal. 15. Experiments show that with conditions mimicking natural forces, coal forms quickly. In weeks for brown coal to months for black coal. It does not need millions of years. Furthermore, long time periods could be an impediment to coal formation because of the increased likelihood of the permineralization of the wood, which would hinder coalification. Experiments show that with conditions mimicking natural forces, oil forms quickly. It does not need millions of years, consistent with an age of thousands of years. 17. Experiments show that with conditions mimicking natural forces, opals form quickly in a matter of weeks, not millions of years, as had been claimed. Number 18. Evidence for rapid catastrophic formation of coal beds speaks against the hundreds of millions of years normally claimed for this, including Z-shaped seams that point to a single depositional event producing these layers. Number 19, evidence for rapid petrifaction of wood speaks against the need for long periods of time and is consistent with an age of thousands of years. 20, clastic dikes and pipes, intrusion of sediment through overlying sedimentary rock, show that the overlying rock strata were still soft when they formed. This drastically compresses the time scale for the deposition of the penetrated rock strata. See Walker, T., Fluidization Pipes, Evidence of Large-Scale Watery Catastrophe, Journal of Creation. Number 21, para or pseudo conformities, where one rock stratum sits on top of another rock stratum that was supposedly millions of years of geological time missing, yet the contact plane lacks any significant erosion. That is, it's a flat gap. For example, Coconino Sandstone, Hermer Shale in the Grand Canyon, supposedly a 10-million-year gap in time. The thick Shanelby Hill Formation sandstone lies between the Coconino and Hermit in central Arizona. See Austin in Grand Canyon, Monument to Catastrophe. And Snelling, in the case of missing geologic time in Creation 14. The presence of ephemeral markings, raindrop marks, ripple marks, animal tracks, at the boundaries of paraconformities show that the upper rock layer has been deposited immediately after the lower one, eliminating many millions of gap time. Number 23, intertonguing of adjacent strata that are supposedly separated by millions of years also eliminates many millions of years of supposed geologic time. The case of the missing geologic time, Mississippian and Cambrian strata interbedding, 200 million years, hiatus in question. Number 24, the lack of bioturbation, wormholes, root growth at paraconformities, flat gaps, reinforces the lack of time involved where evolutionary geologists insert many millions of years to force the rocks to conform with the given timescale of billions of years. Number 25, the almost complete lack of clearly recognizable soil layers anywhere in the geologic column. Geologists do claim to have found lots of fossil soils, paleosols, but these are quite different to soils today, lacking the features that characterize soil horizons, features that are used in classifying different soils. Everyone that has been investigated thoroughly proves to lack the characteristics of proper soil. If deep time were correct, with hundreds of millions of years of abundant life on the earth, there should have been ample opportunities many times over for soil formation. Let's see Klevberg and Bandy on this question. Number 26, limited extent of unconformities. Unconformity is a surface of erosion that separates younger strata from older rocks. Surfaces erode quickly, for example, Badlands, South Dakota, but there are very limited unconformities. There is the Great Unconformity at the base of the Grand Canyon, but otherwise there are supposedly 300 million years of strata deposited on top without any significant unconformity. This is again consistent with a much shorter time of deposition of these strata. The amount of salt, number 27, in the world's oldest lake contradicts its supposed age and suggests an age more consistent with its formation after Noah's flood, which is consistent with the young age of the earth. 28. The discovery that underwater landslides, turbidity currents, or they're called, traveling at some 50 kilometers an hour, can create huge areas of sediment in a matter of hours. Sediments thought to have formed slowly over eons of time are now becoming recognized as having formed extremely rapidly. See, for example, a classic tillite, reclassified as a submarine debris flow. 29. Flume tank research with sediment of different particle sizes show that layered rock strata that were thought to have formed over huge periods of time in lake beds actually formed very quickly. Even the precise layer thicknesses of rocks were duplicated after they were ground into their sedimentary particles and run through the flume. See Experiments in Stratification of Heterogeneous Sand Mixtures, Sedimentary Experience, Nature Finally Catches Up, and Sandy Stripes Do Many Layers Mean Many Years. Number 30, observed examples of rapid canyon formation. For example, Providence Canyon in southwest Georgia, Burlingame Canyon near Waka Waka, Walla Walla, Washington, and Lower Lewid Canyon near Mount St. Helens. The rapidity of the formation of these canyons, which look similar to other canyons that supposedly took many millions of years to form, brings into question the supposed age of the canyons that no one saw form. Number 31. Observed examples of rapid island formation and maturation, such as Surtsey, which confound the notion that such islands take long periods of time to form. 32. The rate of erosion of coastlines horizontally. For example, Beachy Head, UK, loses a meter of coast to the sea every 6 years. 33. The rate of erosion of continents vertically is not consistent with the assumed old age of the Earth. Number 34. Existence of significant flat plateau that are dated at many millions of years old, elevated paleoplains. An example is Kangaroo Island, Australia. C.R. Twiddale, a famous Australian physical geographer, wrote, "The survival of these paleoforms is in some degree an embarrassment to all the commonly accepted models of landscape development." Number 35, the recent and almost simultaneous origin of all the high mountain ranges around the world, including the Himalayas, the Alps, the Andes, and the Rockies, which have undergone most of the uplift to their present elevations beginning, quote, 5 million years ago, whereas mountain building process have supposedly been around for up to billions of years. 36, water gaps. These are gorges cut through mountain ranges where rivers run. They occur worldwide and are part of what evolutionary geologists call discordant drainage systems. They are discordant because they don't fit the deep time belief system. The evidence fits them forming rapidly in a much younger age framework, where the gorges were cut in the recessive stage, dispersive phase, of the global flood of Noah's day. See Ward M. Do rivers erode through mountains? Water gaps are strong evidence for the Genesis flood. That's in Creation 29. Number 37, erosion at Niagara Falls and other such places is consistent with just a few thousand years since the biblical flood. However, much of the Niagara Gorge likely formed very rapidly with the catastrophic drainage of glacial Lake Agassiz. See climate change, Niagara, and catastrophe. River delta growth rate is consistent with thousands of years since the biblical flood, number 38, nor vast periods of time. The argument goes back to Mark Twain, for example, 1, Mississippi, Creation Research Quarterly, and number 2, Tigris Euphrates. Number 39, underfit streams. River valleys are too large for the streams they contain. Dury speaks of the continent-wide distribution of underfit streams. Using channel meander characteristics, Dury concluded that past streams frequently had 20 to 60 times their current discharge. This means that the river valleys would have been carved very quickly, not slowly over eons of time. Number 40, amount of salt in the sea. Even ignoring the effects of the biblical flood and assuming zero starting salinity and all rates of input and removal so as to maximize the time taken to accumulate all the salt, the maximum age of the oceans, 62 million years, is less than 1/50th of the age evolutionists claim for the oceans. This suggests that the age of the Earth is radically less also. Number 41, the amount of sediment on the seafloors at current rates of land erosion would accumulate in just 12 million years. A blink of the eye compared to the supposed age of much of the ocean floor of up to 3 billion years. Furthermore, long-age geologists reckon that higher erosion rates applied in the past, which shortens the time frame. From a biblical point of view, at the end of Noah's flood, lots of sediment would have been added to the seas, with the water coming off of the unconsolidated land, making the amount of sediment perfectly consistent with a history of thousands of years. 42, iron manganese nodules on the seafloors. The measured rates of growth of these nodules indicates an age of only thousands of years. 43, the age of placer deposits, concentrations of heavy metals such as tin in modern sediments and consolidated sedimentary rock. The measured rates of deposition indicate an age of thousands of years, not the assumed millions. 44, pressure in oil, gas wells indicate the recent origin of the oil and gas. If they were many millions of years old, we would expect the pressures to equilibrate, even in low permeability rocks. Experts in petroleum prospecting note the impossibility of creating an effective model given long and slow oil generation over millions of years. In their opinion, if models demand the standard multi-million years geochronological scale, the best exploration strategy is to drill wells on a random grid. Mineral deposits, as an example of geological rates, is in CRSQ 44. Number 45. Direct evidence that oil is forming today in the Guayama's Basin and in Bass Strait is consistent with a young Earth, although not necessarily for a young Earth. Number 46, rapid reversals in paleomagnetism undermine the use of paleomagnetism elongated dating of rocks and speaks of rapid processes, compressing the long age time scale enormously. Number 47, the pattern of magnetization in the magnetic stripes where magma is welling up at the mid-ocean trenches argues against the belief that reversals take only thousands of years and rather indicates rapid seafloor spreading as well as rapid magnetic reversals consistent with a young Earth. 48, measured rates of stalactite and stalagmite growth in limestone caves are consistent with a young age of several thousand years. See also articles on limestone cave formation. 49, the decay of the Earth's magnetic field. Exponential decay is evident from measurements and is consistent with a theory of free decay since creation, suggesting an age of the Earth of only thousands of years. For further evidence that it follows exponential decay with a time constant of 1611 years, see Humphreys, Earth's magnetic field is decaying steadily. Number 50, excess heat flow from the Earth is consistent with a young age rather than billions of years, even taking into account heat from radioactive decay. Now we next go to radiometric dating and the age of the Earth. 51. Carbon-14 in coal suggests ages of thousands of years and clearly contradicts ages of millions of years. 52. Carbon-14 in oil again suggests ages of thousands, not millions of years. 53. Carbon-14 in fossil wood also indicates ages of thousands, not millions of years. 54. Carbon-14 in diamonds suggests ages of thousands, not billions of years. Note that attempts to explain away carbon-14 in diamonds and coal, etc., such as by neutrons from uranium decay converting nitrogen to C14, do not work. 55. Incongruent radioisotope dates using the same technique argue against trusting the dating methods that give millions of years. 56. Incongruent radioisotope dates using different techniques argue against trusting the dating methods that give millions of years or billions of years for the age of the Earth. 57. Demonstrably non-radiogenic isochrons of radioactive and non-radioactive elements undermine the assumptions behind isochron dating that gives billions of years. False isochrons are common. 58. Different faces of the same zircon crystal and different zircons from the same rock giving different ages undermine all dates obtained from zircons. 59. Evidence of a period of rapid radioactive decay in the recent past, lead and helium concentrations and diffusion rates in zircons, point to a young Earth explanation. 60. The amount of helium, a product of alpha decay of radioactive elements retained in zircons in granite, is consistent with an age of 6,000 or 2,000 years, not the supposed billions of years. That's give or take 2,000. Young helium diffusion age of zircon supports accelerated nuclear decay. Number 61, lead in zircons from deep drill cores versus shallow ones. They are similar, but there should be less in the deep ones due to the higher heat causing higher diffusion rates over the usual long ages supposed. If the ages are thousands of years, there would not be expected to be much difference. 62. Pleochroic halos produced in granite by concentrated specks of short half-life elements such as polonium suggest a period of rapid nuclear decay of the long half-life parent isotopes during the formation of the rocks and rapid formation of the rocks, both of which speak against the usual ideas of geological deep time and a vast age of the Earth. 63. Squashed pleochroic halos, radio halos, formed from decay of polonium, a very short half-life element, in coalified wood from several geological eras, suggests rapid formation of all the layers about the same time, in the same process, consistent with the biblical young Earth model rather than the millions of years claimed for these events. 64. Australia's Burning Mountain speaks against radiometric dating and the millions of years belief system, according to radiometric dating of the lava intrusion that set the coal alight. The coal in the Burning Mountain has been burning for roughly 40 million years, but clearly this is not feasible. And then, astronomical evidence for a younger age of the Earth and the universe. 65. Evidence of recent volcanic activity on Earth's moon is inconsistent with its supposed vast age because it should have long since cooled if it were billions of years old. 66, recession of the moon from the earth. Tidal friction causes the moon to recede from the earth at 4 centimeters per year. It would have been greater in the past when the moon and earth were closer together. The moon and earth would have been in catastrophic proximity at less than a quarter of their supposed age. 67, the moon's former magnetic field. Rocks sampled from the moon's crust have residual magnetism that indicates that the moon once had a magnetic field much stronger than Earth's magnetic field today. No plausible dynamo hypothesis could account for even a weak magnetic field, let alone a strong one that could leave such residual magnetism in a billion-year time frame. The evidence is much more consistent with a recent creation of the moon and its magnetic field and free decay of the magnetic field in the 6,000 years since then. 68. Ghost craters on the moon's Maria, the singular Mare, a dark sea formed from massive lava flows, are a problem for the assumed long ages. Enormous impacts evidently caused the large craters and lava flows within those craters, and this lava partly buried to other smaller impact craters within the larger craters, leaving ghosts. But this means that the smaller impacts can't have been too long after the huge ones. Otherwise, the lava would have flowed into the larger craters before the smaller impacts. This suggests a very narrow time frame for all this cratering, and by implication, the other cratered bodies of our solar system. They suggest that the cratering occurred quite quickly. Number 69, the presence of a significant magnetic field around Mercury is not consistent with its supposed age of billions of years. A planet so small should have cooled down enough so any liquid core would solidify, preventing the evolutionist dynamo mechanism. See also Humphreys and Mercury's Magnetic Field is Young in the Journal of Creation 22. Number 70, the outer planets Uranus and Neptune have magnetic fields, but they should be long dead if they are as old as claimed according to evolutionary long-age beliefs. Assuming a solar system age of thousands of years, physicist Russell Humphrey successfully predicted the strengths of the magnetic fields of Uranus and Neptune. 71. Jupiter's larger moons, Ganymede, Io, and Europa, have magnetic fields, which they should not have if they were billions of years old, because they have solid cores, so no dynamo could generate the magnetic fields. This is consistent with creationist Humphrey's predictions. Number 72, volcanically active moons of Jupiter, Io, are consistent with youthfulness. Galileo mission recorded 80 active volcanoes. If Io had been erupting over 4.5 billion years at even 10% of its current rate, it would have erupted its entire mass 40 times. Io looks like a young moon and does not fit with the supposed billions of years age for the solar system. Gravitational tugging from Jupiter and other moons accounts for only some of the excess heat produced. 73. The surface of Jupiter's moon Europa. Studies of the new craters indicated that up to 95% of small craters, and many medium-sized ones, are formed from debris thrown up by larger impacts. This means that there have been far fewer impacts than had been thought in the solar system, and the age of other objects in the solar system derived from cratering levels have to be reduced drastically. Number 74, methane on Titan. Now, that's Saturn's largest moon. Now, the methane should all be gone because of UV-induced breakdown. The products of photolysis should have also have produced a huge sea of heavier hydrocarbons such as ethane. As an astrobiology item titled The Missing Methane cited one of the Cassini researchers, Jonathan Lunine, as saying, if the chemistry on Titan has gone on in steady state over the age of the solar system, then we would predict that a layer of ethane 300 to 600 meters thick should be deposited on the surface. No such sea is seen, which is consistent with Titan being a tiny fraction of the claimed age of the solar system. Needless to say, Lenin does not accept the obvious young age implications of these observations, And so he speculates, for example, that there must be some unknown source of methane. 75, the rate of change or disappearance of Saturn's rings is inconsistent with their supposed vast age. They speak of youthfulness. 76, Enceladus, a moon of Saturn, looks young. Astronomers working in the billions of years mindset thought that this moon would be cold and dead, but it's a very active moon, spewing massive jets of water vapor and icy particles into space at supersonic speeds, consistent with a much younger age. Calculations show that the interior would have frozen solid after 30 million years, less than 1% of its supposed age. Tidal friction from Saturn does not explain its youthful activity. 77. Miranda, a small moon of Uranus, should have long since been dead, if billions of years old, but its extreme surface features suggest otherwise. 78. Neptune should be long since cold, lacking strong and wind movement, if it were billions of years old, yet Voyager 2 in 1989 found it to be otherwise. It has the fastest winds in the entire solar system. This observation is consistent with a young age, not billions of years. Number 79, Neptune's rings have thick regions and thin regions. This unevenness means they cannot be billions of years old, since collisions of the ring objects would eventually make the ring very uniform. Number 80, young surface age of Neptune's moon Triton. Less than 10 million years old, even with evolutionary assumptions on rates of impacts. 81. Uranus and Neptune both have magnetic fields significantly off-axis, which is an unstable situation. When this was discovered with Uranus, it was assumed by evolutionary astronomers that Uranus must have just happened to be going through a magnetic field reversal. However, when a similar thing was found with Neptune, this ad hoc explanation was upset. These observations are consistent with ages of thousands of years rather than billions. 82. The orbit of Pluto is chaotic on a 20 million year time scale and affects the rest of the solar system, which would also become unstable on that time scale, suggesting that it must be much younger. 83. The existence of short period comets, orbital period less than 200 years. For example, Halley's, which have a life of less than 20,000 years, is consistent with an age of the solar system of less than 10,000 years. Ad hoc hypotheses have to be invented to circumvent this evidence. 84. Near-infrared spectra of the Kuiper belt object. Kayar and the suspected Kuiper belt object, Charon, indicate both contain crystalline water ice and ammonia hydrate. This watery material cannot be much older than 10 million years, which is consistent with a young solar system, not one that is 5 billion years old. Number 85, lifetime of long-period comets, orbital period greater than 200 years, that are sun-grazing comets or others like Hyakutake or Halebop, means they could not have originated with the solar system 4.5 billion years ago. However, their existence is consistent with a young age for the solar system. Again, an ad hoc Oort cloud was invented to try to account for these comets still being present after billions of years. Number 86. The maximum expected lifetime of near-Earth asteroids is of the order of 1 million years, after which they collide with the Sun. And the Yarkovsky effect moves main belt asteroids into near-Earth orbits faster than had been thought. This brings into question the origin of asteroids with the formation of the solar system, the usual scenario. Well, the solar system is much younger than the 4.5 billion years claimed. 87. The lifetime of binary asteroids, where a tiny asteroid moon orbits a larger asteroid in the main belt. They represent about 15 to 17% of the total. Tidal effects limit the life of such binary systems to about 100,000 years. The difficulties in conceiving of any scenario for getting binaries to form in such numbers to keep up the population led some astronomers to doubt their existence, but space probes confirmed it. Number 88. The observed rapid rate of change in stars contradicts the vast ages assigned to stellar evolution. For example, Sakurai's object in Sagittarius. In 1994, this star was most likely a white dwarf in the center of a planetary nebula. By 1997, it had grown to a bright yellow giant about 80 times wider than the Sun. In 1998, it expanded even further to a red supergiant 150 times wider than the Sun, but then it shrank just as quickly. By 2002, the star itself was invisible, even to the most powerful optical telescopes, although it is detectable in the infrared, which shines through the dust. Number 89. The Fate Young Sun Paradox. According to stellar evolution theory, as the Sun's core transforms from hydrogen to helium by means of nuclear fusion, the mean molecular weight increases, which would compress the Sun's core, increasing fusion rate. The upshot is that over several billion years, the Sun ought to have brightened 40% since its formation and 25% since the appearance of life on Earth. But for the latter, this translates into a 16 to 18 degree centigrade temperature increase on the Earth. The current average temperature is 15 degrees centigrade, so the Earth ought to have had a negative 2 centigrade or so temperature when life appeared. As of 2010, the faint young sun remains a problem, writes Casting in Nature 464. Number 90, evidence of very recent geological activity, tectonic movements, on the moon is inconsistent with its supposed age of billions of years and its hot origin. Number 91, the giant gas planets Jupiter and Saturn radiate more energy than they receive from the Sun, suggesting a recent origin. Jupiter radiates almost twice as much energy as it receives from the Sun, indicating that it may be less than 1% of the presumed 4.5 billion years old solar system. Saturn radiates nearly twice as much energy per unit mass as Jupiter. Number 92, speedy stars are consistent with a young age for the universe. For example, many stars in the dwarf galaxies in the local group are moving away from each other at speeds estimated at 10 to 12 kilometers per second. At these speeds, the star should have dispersed in 100 MA, which, compared with the supposed 14,000 MA age of the universe, is a short time. 93. The aging of spiral galaxies, much less than 200 million years, is not consistent with their supposed age of many billions of years. The discovery of extremely young spiral galaxies highlights the problem of this evidence for the evolutionary ages assumed. 94, the number of Type 1 supernova remnants, SNRs, observable in our galaxy is consistent with an age of thousands of years, not millions or billions. 95, the rate of expansion and size of supernovas indicates that all studied are young, less than 10,000 years. And then finally, human history is consistent with a young age of the Earth. Number 96, human population growth, less than 0.5% PA growth from six people 4,500 years ago would produce today's population. Where are all the people if we have been here much longer? 97, Stone Age human skeletons and artifacts. There are not enough for 100,000 years of a human population of just 1 million, let alone more people, 10 million. Number 98, length of recorded history, origin of various civilizations, writings, etc., all about the same time, several thousand years ago. Number 99, languages. Similarities in languages claimed to be separated by many tens of thousands of years speaks against the supposed ages. For example, compare some Aboriginal languages in Australia with languages in southeastern India and Sri Lanka. Number 100, common cultural myths speak of recent separation of peoples around the world. An example of this is the frequency of stories of an earth-destroying flood. And 101, the origin of agriculture.
Secular dating puts it at about 10,000 years, and yet that same chronology says that modern man has supposedly been around for at least 200,000 years. Surely someone would have worked out much sooner how to sow seeds of plants to produce food.
Stillwater's Revival Books is now located at PuritanDownloads.com. It's your worldwide online Reformation home for the very best in free and discounted classic and contemporary Puritan and Reformed books, MP3s, and videos. For much more information on the Puritans and Reformers, including the best free and discounted classic and contemporary books, MP3s, digital downloads, and videos, please visit Stillwater's Revival Books at PuritanDownloads.com. Stillwater's Revival Books also publishes the Puritan Hard Drive, the most powerful and practical Christian study tool ever produced. All thanks and glory be to the mercy, grace, and love of the Lord Jesus Christ for this remarkable and wonderful new Christian study tool. The Puritan Hard Drive contains over 12,500 of the best Reformation books, MP3s, and videos ever gathered onto one portable Christian study tool. An extraordinary collection of Puritan, Protestant, Calvinistic, Presbyterian, Covenanter, and Reformed Baptist resources. It's fully upgradable and it's small enough to fit in your pocket. The Puritan Hard Drive combines an embedded database containing many millions of records with the most amazing and extraordinary custom Christian search and research software ever created. The Puritan Hard Drive has been produced to assist you in the fascinating and exhilarating spiritual, intellectual, familial, ecclesiastical, and societal adventure that is living the Christian life. It has been specifically designed so that you might more faithfully know, serve, and love the Lord Jesus Christ, as well as to help you to do all you can to bring glory to His great name. If you want to love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, then the Puritan Hard Drive is for you. Visit PuritanDownloads.com today for much more information on the Puritan Hard Drive and to take advantage of all the free and discounted Reformation and Puritan books, MP3s, and videos that we offer at Stillwater's Revival Books.